The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
My Yidid Reb Nachum Deutsch told me a Moyridike Meisse. Somebody came into his house once, a Rosh Yeshiva. Reb Nachum is a Talmud of Reb Shlomo Freifeld. And this fellow walks in and he sees a picture of Reb Shlomo Freifeld hanging on the wall. He says, you know, he comes from Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Yeshiva, and he says, I just saw that same picture somewhere else in a city out in Eretz Yisrael, one of the suburbs of Yerushalayim. And I came into a person and I saw that very same picture. And it was a fellow, a Yid, with a big mishpacha, 10 children, a grace along the board, a yeshiva man, a koil Yid. And he told me a remarkable story. Because I learned together with this fellow in yeshiva. This fellow, we learned together, one of the great European yeshivas in the 1960s. And then was a time of upheaval, social revolution. And he got caught up in the popular culture and he threw Yiddishkeit away. He left it all behind. And he became what was known then as a hippie. And he wandered all the way. He wandered to America. He left Europe. He ended up in America. And he had hair down to his back. And he was disheveled and dirty. And he was also starving. He had no parnasa. And he didn't know what to do. He was wandering around looking for any job. And he picked up a newspaper. And he saw there was an ad. There's a yeshiva looking for a janitor. They go, okay, he's going to go apply. And he comes into this yeshiva, which was Reb Shlomo Freifeld's yeshiva. He walks in. And he walks into the office. Reb Shlomo is sitting there. So come inside. He says, I saw there's an ad for a job, for a janitor position. I'm looking for the job. He says, sit down. What's your name? Hello, how are you? Where are you from? He's a Jewish boy. What's your background? He says, tell him he learned in a yeshiva. You learned in that yeshiva? Moyadik. So what are you here for? He says, I'm looking for a job. He says, Givaldik, I have a job for you. We're looking for a Magid Shir. He says, Rabbi, he says, what are you talking about? He says, no, I mean it. He says, you learned in yeshiva for a few years. You probably know how to say a good shir in a blat gemara. I have, you know, a couple of wild guys that have Shlomo attracted many, many different people. And I have some guys who I can't talk to. And I'm telling you would say a shir to them would be unbelievable. He says, Rabbi, look, I got hair down to here. He says, we don't have a dress code. I've got payers down to here. He says, what's the difference? So he says, what do you mean? What are you learning? He says, we're learning Bar Mitzvah. Looks, you know, you can't say a shir tomorrow. You have to have time to prepare today. Sunday, Wednesday, I want you to come in and say the first shir. I'll have three Talmidim waiting for you. Like, wouldn't they know for an answer? He was hungry. I was starving. He says, what should I do? So he goes home and he starts preparing. Masechet Bar Mitzvah. He has to say a shir and talk for Koyin in 3 days. I came in. He says, no, how can I say a shir without a yarmulke? So I bought a yarmulke. I came with the yarmulke. A week later, I was feeling very guilty. I went into Shlomo. I said, look, I feel bad. I should tell you, I'm saying I'm not wearing tzitzis. He says, oh, well, so here's a tallis cotton, wear tzitzis. And one thing led to another. And today he has a beautiful mishpoche living in Eretz Yisrael, an erlich yid, midlechtig yiddish adoyus. What happened? A yid looked through everything and saw a yiddish neshama and saw a nitzitz eloiki, saw a chelik elikami mal, and said, there's something here that I have to honor, something here that can grow, something that's worthy of respect. Something here that's worthy of acknowledgement, that's worthy of being loved. And that is at the root of all of Bein Adam L'Chaver. Recognizing the Eloikus that's in every single person.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org